And the number one industry in the state of New Jersey is tourism.
Amazing.
People come here for water, and we're surrounded by it. And yet we're not, you know, we're not concentrating on it from, as Bill was talking about, from an ecology standpoint of preserving the wetlands, preserving the life in the beaches and the nurseries for fish. We're just not targeting that.
South Jersey beaches are deserts. They're sterile.
Oh, it's a sin.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And everybody coming down looking at them, you know, if they didn't know any better, would say, wow, look at these. They're really clean. There's no dirt on them. Well, there's nothing. There's not nothing. A broken shell.
Yeah, nothing. That's, you can't get a complete shell on a beach.
Nope.
I know. I mentioned this a couple of times. We talked about putting dirt from somewhere else and, you know, trucking it in. Remember, they did that in Brigantine a few years ago, and the beach was peach. They used to call it the Peach Beach. Remember?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And was all trucked in. It's amazing.
The offshore lumps that they're destroying, you know, is affecting the fish migration.
Yeah.
And that's why, that's one of the reasons why the stripers, when they get into South Jersey, are 10 miles offshore.
Yep.
Because there's no structure for
beyond
them.
Beyond the line.
Yeah.
Beyond the
You're
line.
You're going to get me wound up now.
I know.
Well, and the sand's not being used. I mean, the sand that's being dredged off of our coast is being sent in other countries to build concrete because it is the exactly, as I understand, the exactly perfect particulate size and shape. And the corners are perfect
for concrete.
And, of course, that's not a resource that gets put back into the environment and replenishing. So we're losing the farm here.
All right. I'm sorry, but go ahead.
The farm is lost.
Yeah, yeah. Really. Well, it stinks. One of the main reasons I wanted to have you two guys in here this weekend is we want to say something about Monday night's meeting.
I'm laughing because now I need the coffee. Now I'm depressed. I'm not perky.
Monday.
Let's push this a little bit. What's happening?
Yeah.
Talk to me.
6 o'clock, Manahawkin City Hall.
Yeah.
The feds are going to have a listing meeting for fluke and sea bass.
What does that mean, listing?
They want to listen to what the public have to say.
Oh, okay. I see.
They're required, required to do that. Yep. Whether they do anything with the data or not, they're required to have these 30-day listing sessions prior to their December joint meeting. Jersey needs to be there. South Jersey in particular needs to be there in force and voice their opinions because we're getting the short end of the stick in South Jersey.
Yeah.
And whole state, because if you look at Delaware, Delaware's got a 365-day season. I know of a guy this week was catching flounder on the Jersey side of the Delaware.
That's amazing,
Bay,
okay? Bill. You hear that? Guy came over from Delaware, caught three flounder off of Wildwood?
Off of Villis. Wildwood Villis, yeah. Typically in these listing meetings, South Jersey isn't represented very well,
really?
Particularly from the Cape May guys. I think the things we got to look at.
What do
we
want to say?
Well, number one, we need a longer season.
Okay.
That's number one.
Bill, quick question about this, because I was at the law enforcement and for hire vessel workshop hosted by, you know, MAFMC last week in Philly. So he caught three flounder. Is he allowed to take them back to Delaware?
Sure.
In absolutely. New Jersey waters?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
So in other words, the whole Delaware Bay is open to the people from Delaware, but the New Jersey people, it's not.
That's confirmed.
New Jersey
is only open for, 110 days a year?
Yeah.
Jersey is, Delaware is 365.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, I think Jersey needs to have a longer season.
Absolutely.
We
need to start in April when there are bigger fish and when people are just dying to get out and go fishing after a whole winter.
And in order to stop removing only females from the water, we need short. We need a short.
Okay.
A mortality fish.
Because we're throwing them back. We're throwing them back, and you know, it's a high percentage.
Some of them are 30%
in July. It's 30%.
Yeah.
Bill, could you tell the listeners why they are dead and why you would not know that versus a sea bass or something else?
Because a flounder will
go right to the bottom.
They don't have a swim bladder.
They'll
go right to the bottom.
People don't understand that.
When you throw them back, they'll go bang right there down.
They just go right down.
Right down.
Yeah. Particularly with the warmer water temperatures, as you've mentioned before, 75 degrees in July, and the bay bottom is, I talked to a diver the other day, and he had video of Andy Grossman over at Brigantine. We were talking. He says, you know, you've said before that the bay is tiled with flounder. He said, I didn't believe it till this gentleman went down there and showed a video. He speared one. The bay didn't look like there was anything there. He speared a flounder, and the entire bottom of the bay came alive. They all rose.
It's a pet peeve of mine. It's destroying inshore fishing. Yeah. It's filling in the back bays. It's causing a navigational hazard. And the last time I was at the beach recently, Bill was talking about they're putting dirt fill on the beaches now. It's like, I'm like, where am I at? Am I at a lake now or something? I'm like, they're putting dirt on the beach.
Where, Margate?
This is Ocean City.
Ocean City, okay. Because I know they're working in Margate.
It's really weird.
That's blasphemy.
Yeah.
I said, that's blasphemy to put dirt on the beach?
Yeah.
I don't get it. It's just they're destroying everything. It's like, I don't know what these powers to be are thinking, but it's just they want a sterile, lifeless beach and bay. I don't get it.
And they got it.
If I want to catch some fish, I got to go offshore. Or you got to go into the back bay near the sod banks or whatever, or the bridges. But other than that, it's just a sterile, lifeless environment, and no environmental impact is being done.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and the sand on the beach is destroying the inshore waters because it's killing all the grass beds.
Yeah. Well, why aren't we barking at the DEP to put pressure on the Army Corps of Engineers?
The state DEP? Yeah. Okay. We can do that.
The DEP authorizes the Army Corps to do this. The Army Corps won't do it without the DEP supporting it.
Well, we need to put pressure on the DEP.
Absolutely.
The New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection.
Absolutely. But
I would like us to do that, and hopefully we'll come up with something together.
You're going to see, you're going to hear the politicians saying they got to protect the homes on the beachfront.
Yeah,
you got to leave the beaches alone. You got to have beaches for people to enjoy. And
where is there proof that it's protecting homes?
There isn't any.
Let's use common sense. I mean, let's just ask them basic questions to validate their statement.
But the problem is there isn't enough pressure on the politicians.